the following program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Rock, rock, rockin' Nicole. Yeah. Rock, rock, rockin' Nicole. Rock, rock, rockin' Nicole. Oh, once she grabs, she won't let go. Rock, rock, rockin' Nicole. Rock, rock, rockin' Nicole.
None of that soft stuff.
Rock, rock, rockin' Nicole.
None of that heavy metal stuff.
Rock, rock, rockin' Nicole.
Just a little bit of jazz.
Rock, rock,
little bit.
Rockin' Nicole.
What do you think?
I love it. That was great. A little bit of music to get us started on this Thursday. Welcome to it. I'm here. Sorry I wasn't here yesterday, but as I told you, I needed a day off to hang with my daughter because we're getting ready to move and she's not going with us, at least not yet anyway. So I'm taking the time when I can. And she's only off from work on Wednesdays and Thursdays. So, you know, got to make the time when I can. But yesterday I covered a couple of things that I wanted to cover. One, really the anniversary is this Saturday of our little whirlwind trip to Saudi Arabia. But I wanted to share that with you. And the other, the 10th anniversary of the Sandy Hook massacre. And frankly, it was important to relive what had happened. But I didn't want to do it. Did I see Chris on Jimmy Kimmel last week? No, he was on. I know Chris Isaak has a new Christmas album out. You know, he used to do like a Chris Isaak we're talking about because Gary brought him up in the chat room. And that was Chris Isaak doing the opening Rockin' with Nicole song. I guess I should credit him every once in a while. He used to do a big Christmas radio show every year that was irreverent and fun and silly. And, you know, the radio landscape has changed so much. So I know this year he put out an album. I'll have to look into it. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm glad it was good. So, I wanted to do that anyway. And so it just worked out yesterday. I remember that so clearly. I remember the following Monday, and that's the show you heard. I was filling in for Randy Rhoads that week. She was on vacation and I had somebody filling in for me on my show. So I somehow still had that file somewhere because did I get my new Dopeymon card yet? I don't know what that means, Winston Smith. Dopeymon card? Right over my head. So anyway, it is Thursday. Howie Klein will be here. And there's lots to talk about, but there's two things that, yes, I saw that Spocko is in the chat room and Spocko was on the broadcast last night with Brad Friedman and Desi Doyen, as he should be. Spocko, we'll have to get you back on here again, for an actual guest shot rather than just have you call in, on the fly. So we'll do that. We'll do that in the coming days, but there are two things I need to deal with today. Before Howie gets here, and maybe once Howie's here too. And they are, well, first of all, the major announcement. You heard what the former guy did, right? And I got to tell you, you know, I knew not to fall for it. How stupid does a news organization have to be to not take the bait? You know, the former guy says, oh, we've got a big announcement for tomorrow. Well, unless he's announcing that his bullshit campaign is over, I don't want to hear it. But the CBS-owned television in South Florida, and it's not just an affiliate. This station is owned by CBS. It's called CBS4. I want to play for you something they had on, I guess it was this morning, on their morning news, because they are gullible and really just stupid, I guess. So this from CBS4 this morning.
America needs a superhero.
How
happening today. Former President Donald Trump expected to make a big announcement. A video posted to his Truth Social account right here shows him dressed up as a superhero with a big T on his chest and then says to expect some big news today. The post, though, didn't reveal anything about Trump will announce.
Okay, so CBS 4 in Miami fell for it. Now, all you need to know is that the former guy is a con man. That's all he is. And so what was the big announcement? Oh, this just takes the cake. I got to play it for you because it is so absurdly stupid and ridiculous. And the only thing stupider than this ridiculous announcement is that this CBS station here in South Florida fell for it and gave him a big promo. My God, you know how much an ad like that would cost? So here's the big announcement, and I'm just going to play it because it's so fucking absurd. Take it away, con man. So there's a...
Hello, everyone. This is Donald Trump. Hopefully your favorite president of all time, better than Lincoln, better than Washington, with an important announcement to make. I'm doing my first official Donald J. Trump NFT collection right here and right now.
I thought NFTs
were called Trump Digital Trading Cards.
Oh, my God.
These cards feature some of the really incredible artwork pertaining to my life and my career. It's been very exciting.
You can collect
your Trump digital cards.
Are you kidding me?
Just like a baseball card or other collectibles. Here's one of the best parts. Each card comes with an automatic chance to win amazing prizes like dinner with me. I don't know. That's an amazing prize, but it's what we have. Or golf
if you want to lose weight, I guess.
Friends at one of my beautiful
nausea
golf courses,
inducing.
And they are beautiful.
Oh, please.
I'm also doing Zoom calls, a one-on-one meeting, autographing memorabilia, and so much more. We're doing a lot. My official Trump digital trading cards are $99, which doesn't sound like very much.
Yes, it sounds like a ridiculous amount.
You will join a very exclusive community.
Oh, my God.
And I think it's something you're going to like, and you're going to like it a lot. They also make perfect gifts. So you can buy them with your credit card or crypto. All you need is an email address.
Yeah, you and scam Bankman Fraud, huh?
Go to collecttrumpcards.com and buy your Trump digital trading cards right now before they are all gone, and they will be gone.
Oh, they'll be gone.
This is my first official Trump trading card NFT collection, and you get a chance to meet
please.
Me. Go to collect.
Okay, I just can't anymore. So he's made these cards. Actually, they're not cards. They're NFTs. And what that means, the best I can tell, is that they're digital files. So I guess you could print them out on your printer at home if you really want to. And hey, it's only $99 a pop. And there's like 20 of them. And he's got on the site something like, if you buy all of them. I got to pull this up because it goes from the ridiculous to the absurd. It's something along the lines of limited edition trading cards, only $99. And where is it? If you buy thousands of prizes. Yes. And so they've got a whole bunch of these cards. Oh my God. Each one is worth. Oh, if you buy 45 of them, if you buy 45 of them at $100 a pop, you're guaranteed a ticket to a dinner with the president. Really? So if I spend $4,500 on these ridiculous things, and let me show you some examples of them for those of you lucky enough to be watching the video. If you spend $4,500 on these things, you're guaranteed a ticket to dinner with the president. Really? Joe Biden? It might be worth $4,500 to have dinner with Joe Biden. Because he's the president, you know? That's what it says, is for a dinner with the president. Oh, my God. It's hysterically funny. Actually, this could be on Saturday Night Live. It would be funnier than anything they've done in years. Really, since Tina Fey read Sarah Palin's exact words. Remember that? Exact words. Because truth is stranger than fiction. It certainly is in the 2020s. There's, you know, you couldn't make this shit up if you tried. It is just absolutely ridiculous. So, you know, the grift goes on, my friends. The grift goes on. And I think, if I can pull it up real fast, it's time for a blast from the past, because there's already a ready-made song for Donald's superhero card collection announcement. I don't know what people expected his announcement to be, but it's Donald Trump. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Come on, man. You should know by now who he is. He is the biggest grifter. And I was going to say, you know, I was going to say since Henry Hill. But the thing is, Henry Hill, excuse me, was redeemed at the end. Henry Hill from The Music Man, in case you went over your head. Yeah, I'm old. Where he went into the town. I forget what town it was. It wasn't Gary, Indiana. That was just a song in the thing. And said, oh, we'll have a band. We teach them how to play the band. And the 76 trombones. Let them. Yeah, you know, that's Donald Trump without the redeeming. Well, Donald Trump is Henry Hill without the redeeming qualities. So, as I was saying, Lauren Mayer has a song just for this occasion, and I thought we should hear it now.
The grift goes on. The grift goes on. Trump keeps fleecing suckers for his con.
Oh, yeah. NFTs.
What a lot of bunk.
What a lot of junk.
Raising money for that Georgia Sprint.
River City, yeah.
But when you examine the fine print, Trump gets to keep nearly all the dough.
Oh, yeah, he does.
So the GOP is fighting itself, to which we say, oh, no.
And the grift goes on. The grift goes on.
Scrambling for bucks because his accounts are overdrawn. This is nothing new. It's what he always do. He claimed he'd run the country like his companies. Turns out that's one promise he kept with ease. He caused all sorts of failures in our nation. Like Trump University, Trump Wine, Trump Steak, Trump Vodka, Trump Casinos, and the Trump Foundation. Still the grift goes on. The grift goes on. Tweeting nonsense till his account is gone.
And back, and gone, and
what
back.
What a lot of sleaze. Wild conspiracies. Trump's pals special treatment on display. Proving it's not true, crime doesn't pay. While Rudy's lawsuits fail or go away.
And the grift goes on. The grift goes on.
While Trump's cabinet causes a scandal marathon. On ethics they all stomp. He didn't drain the swamp. and the grift goes on. Yeah, the grift goes on. Trump's brazenness is a real phenomenon, like a mafia boss. And the grift goes on. He'll profit from a loss.
Yeah, the grift goes on.
And the grift goes on.
Yeah, 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 the grift goes on. That is Lauren Mayer, everybody. The grift goes on. That's from a few years ago, but. The minute I heard what the special announcement was, I knew I had to play that one. Lauren Mayer playing both Sonny and Cher in the video. It's brilliant. As brilliant as the stupid cards. Robert in Naples, hi.
Great song. Oh, that was beautiful. Oh, the riff goes. I kept thinking of Willy Wonka song, you know, because there's a special golden ticket, he said.
Oh.
He said that. My head went to... You know, the Mar-a-Lago truck, you know, Trump factory and the Wonka Vader. The Trump Vader. Hey, little kid, you want to get in the Vader?
Yeah.
No, take a pass on that one. You know, and who would want his empire? Probably got freaking four mortgages on that property, and probably the last one's reversed. You know,
probably.
You know,
I hear
God,
him.
Did you imagine the gall of this guy? I mean, he's got, what, 45? No, how many cards did you say? 20 cards?
But there are tons there, of them. Here's the thing. So there, I don't know how many. There's tons of them. If you buy 45 of them, which will cost you $4,500, you get to have dinner, he says, with the president. So I guess that means he can line up a dinner with Joe Biden, because that might be worth it.
That is the president.
That is the president. Of course.
You would go there. You would pay 40. Someone will pay $4,500, and he'll be in a dinner with five other people that pay $4,500. And he'll be at one end of the table, and everybody else would be at the other table. And he'll say, "Well, if you would have read the contract, everybody you get to look at me. You don't get to see me eat, you know, or whatever, something." They'd have some small clause in there where they couldn't even touch him or
get
hold of him.
Yeah.
Or maybe, you know, fine print to get to bang Melania on the way home. Who knows?
Or you get to see her naked. You know, because everyone else has.
But who is it? Right.
Right. You know, everyone else has.
Yeah, that's probably one of the hard to get gifts. Or what do they call it? The NFT?
NFT.
You're not fucking touching them. You're not fucking touching them.
Good one. That was a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm facing my feet like that. I like what they say.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, Donnie. Oh, my God. I couldn't believe it either. You know, and it's just, you know, the fact that we got a president, you know, hucking and chilling for Trump change. I mean, literally, it's embarrassing. You don't
it
see Jimmy
is embarrassing.
Carter out there saying, hey, listen, you want to buy, you know, $100, I don't give you a peanut. You don't.
No.
Unbelievable. This is sad. This is a sad day today.
It is. Look, he's trying to bilk his followers for as much money as he can get before he has to stop pretending he's running for president again. You know, these polls that came out. Here's the thing, though, Robert. It's up to us, people who live here in Florida, to explain to the rest of the country that Ron DeSantis is as big a fraud as the former guy is.
Why are you leaving? Why you got to stay and fight?
The stuff I'm going to share in a moment, as soon as we hang up, it explains the reasons why I'm getting out of here.
All right, hold on 1 second. With the thing that bothers me, okay, I know you're going to go with the COVID and stuff, but what bothers me more as a Florida homeowner is the insurance that's killing people here.
Okay,
you
want
to talk about.
There is an insurance crisis here in Florida, but it's not new. This has been in effect for a couple of years now, where people cannot get homeowners insurance. So now, last year, DeSantis said he was going to have a special session to deal with it. But at the last minute, the special session didn't even talk about insurance. It was about the Don't Say Gay bill, because that's what's really important to this idiot. So now they have a special session now. Well, the headline in the paper today was, it doesn't matter what reforms they might or might not be able to get through. Nothing will change for this year. Fred Goldman, remember, he's the father. One of his daughter was killed at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in 2018.
Yes.
He tweeted out this morning, "I've been in this house for 2 years. I just got my insurance bill. My premiums doubled. doubled. Yeah. That's why people are leaving Florida. They can't get insurance.
Well, I know. I'm in the same boat. I mean, I was talking to my wife. I'm like, I mean, eventually the banks are going to step in here and say, hey, listen, you know, because unless you buy out a house full, you pay in cash, you don't have to have insurance.
Yeah, you know? But, you know, let one hurricane come through and wipe it out, and then you're got nothing. You need insurance.
Exactly. No, everyone needs insurance. The thing is that the insurance, well, I don't understand how the Chris didn't freaking run on that, you know? Especially in Hurricane
Irma. He tried,
but he did. But here's what we missed as Democrats, though.
Breaking news. Hold on. Breaking news. The Florida Insurance Commissioner just quit.
Okay, so what does that mean?
What does that mean? It was announced in the Herald. Okay, so what does that mean? It means that more on death sentence is fucked. Because this is all on him. This is all
him. Okay, yeah, he owns it. Right. How about this, Nicole? How many times have we heard fucking nothing but inflation and others? My fucking homeowners is doubled in one calendar year.
That's right.
That's a tax.
That's a tax.
They like to stroke everybody's ego and throw it in their face. That in Florida, we don't pay property tax.
Yeah.
No, but you pay on your ass for everything else.
And low wages, because it's a right to work for less state, because they don't recognize unions down here. So, yeah, there's every reason. Thanks, Robert. It's good to hear from you. Every reason in the world to get the hell out of Florida. Every reason in the world. So, death sentence. You heard what happened. He goes on. He has this is a man who started out when the vaccines first came. He was all in favor of them. This is Ron DeSantis touting the benefits of the vaccines.
If you are vaccinated, fully vaccinated, the chance of you getting seriously ill or dying from COVID is effectively zero.
Whoa.
If you look at the people that are being admitted to hospitals, over 95% of them are either not fully vaccinated or not vaccinated at all.
Right.
And so these vaccines are saving lives. They are reducing mortality.
Okay, so there he was, and he did that a lot right when the vaccines first rolled out. That was his thing. And then he started picking and choosing what parts of Florida were going to get the vaccines first. Gee, the really red parts that donated a lot of money to his campaign got these vaccine events when everyone else was going, we need them down here. Yeah. And then one day he's like, don't get a vaccine. Kids, high school kids in an event, take those masks off. Shaming high school kids for doing the right thing. And then yesterday, he makes a big announcement. I know it wasn't a big announcement. No NFTs here. But instead, Ron DeSantis, yes, and I did say it like that, Ron DeSantis is now saying you can't trust the CDC or the FDA because they don't know what we're talking about. But my witch doctor, Surgeon General, and I have decided that the vaccine is dangerous. Really, this is like the day, just a couple of days ago, a new big study came out and says how many millions of lives the vaccine saved. The COVID vaccine saved lives. But Ron DeSantis announced that he's impaneling a grand jury to go after the evil people who developed the mRNA vaccine. The mRNA vaccine is now going to be used in a vaccine to help prevent melanoma, skin cancer recurrence. That's the mRNA vaccine, which has so many applications. But Ron DeSantis is convening a grand jury for what?
Today, I'm announcing a petition with the Supreme Court of Florida to impanel a statewide grand jury to investigate any and all wrongdoing in Florida with respect
to COVID-19.
So they're going to investigate him.
And that will come with legal processes that will be able to get more information and to bring legal accountability for those who committed misconduct.
Like you, DeSantis, when you told people not to get vaccinated, when your quack of a surgeon general said, don't get your children vaccinated, you caused deaths. You wonder why I call you moron death sentence. Because you caused deaths in Florida, you fucking idiot. And then, as if that's not enough, you know, Ron DeSantis, who I know did not go to medical school, but yet he feels compelled, qualified to say this?
Our CDC at this point, anything they put out, you just assume at this point that it's not worth the paper that
what?
It's printed on. And so it's not serving a use.
Excuse me? The CDC, anything they put out, you assume it's not worth the paper it's written on? And I'm going to trust you, you fucking hack? Seriously?
Our CDC at this point, anything they put out,
oh my
you
God.
Just assume at this point that it's not worth
you
the paper
assume.
That it's printed on. And so it's not serving a useful function. It's really serving to advance narratives
Are you
rather
kidding
than
me?
Do evidence-based medicine. So in Florida, we're creating what we're calling the Public Health Integrity Committee.
Oh, please.
It's a committee of expert researchers that will be able to assess recommendations and guidance related to public health and healthcare, but particularly being able to offer critical assessments of things that bureaucracies like the FDA, CDC, and NIH are doing.
Oh, my God. Hey, Ronald, death sentence, I got a little song for ya.
I just need you to shut the fuck up, cause nobody asked you, bitch. I need you to shut the fuck up, bitch. Shut the fuck up, bitch. Just shut the fuck up, bitch. Shut the fuck up, bitch.
Bam, bam. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Bam, bam. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
This has so many applications, this song. It is always applicable, especially when moron death sentence is concerned. By the way, Anthony Fauci, Dr. Fauci, who has served this nation for decades, I think he's served under 5 or 6 presidents. He's never done anything but work to keep us safe and healthy. He was on CNN this morning and he was asked about this CDC alternative and the grand jury investigation into the COVID vaccine. What?
I don't have a clue what he's asking for. I mean, we have a vaccine that unequivocally is highly effective and safe and has saved literally millions of lives. The Commonwealth Fund has come out with a report just this past week that vaccinations that have been administered over this period of time, this last year and a half to 2 years, has saved 3.2 million lives, 18 million hospitalizations, and approximately $1 trillion in costs.
Right.
So what's the problem with vaccines? I mean, vaccines are life-saving. So quite frankly, I'm not sure what they're trying to do down there.
Yeah, you know, Ron DeSantis is just trying to gin up the base. That's all it is. There's no there. Ron DeSantis is as big a con man as is the former guy. One last thing Fauci said.
One result of the pandemic has sadly been that science has become a divisive topic, politicized and weaponized by some people.
You think?
Have you thought about how do you pull that back?
You don't.
How do you turn that around?
You know, Kate, if I had an easy answer, I'd give it to you. But it's a very difficult situation. You're absolutely correct. It has been politicized, and it has been politicized in a way that has actually caused lives. Because if people don't get vaccinated, which unequivocally is life-saving, because of political ideology or because of misinformation and disinformation, that causes lives. And we've just got to get the American public, regardless of whether you lean left, you lean right, it doesn't matter at all. We're all in this together. We're all human beings, and we're all susceptible to disease that can kill us. So if ever there was a time in society when we need to pull together and recognize that the common enemy is the virus, not each other. We've got to get people to appreciate that. You know, like I said, I don't have an easy answer how we're going to do that. But when people's lives are being lost about this, maybe that'll shake people up enough to realize that we've got to start pulling together and not against each other.
You know, I'll tell you, if Florida had a Democratic Party, they would jump right on this grand jury and demand to bring their own witnesses. Because, you know, death sentence is going to bring people like Florida Surgeon General Joseph Latipo, who doesn't believe in vaccines. If Florida had a working Democratic Party, which it does not, by the way, they would embrace this and say, okay, let's have this grand jury hearing and let us present some evidence. Because Ron's death sentence should be held accountable for how many people died in Florida. Do you know more people died in Florida during this pandemic than in the entirety of Canada? Florida had more deaths. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but Florida did not do well in the pandemic. I guess it depends on what your criteria is. If for you, success means you didn't have to wear a mask and, you know, you didn't have to prove you were vaccinated to go into a place of business, and we had the highest incidence of hospitalizations and severe illness and death than everyone else, if that's your gauge for success, then, oh, yeah, we were really successful. Dr. Anthony Fauci is a national hero, and the way they're vilifying him is criminal. And yes, if someone should be held accountable for how the vaccine was rolled out in the state of Florida, I know exactly who to hold accountable. His name is Ron DeSantis, or Rhonda Santis with his white go-go boots. You know, ugh, so frustrating. And I didn't even get to the editorial from the Miami Herald from, when was this? This was Tuesday. And we don't have time because Howie's here, but I'll share this tomorrow. But the headline reads, Republicans swore don't say gay isn't anti-gay. Now they're going after school LGBTQ protections. It is another scathing editorial in the Miami Herald about this governor who wants to be president. Again, the rest of the country, I implore you to listen to Floridians. We've been living with this thing for the last 2 years. He is evil. He is Donald Trump with a better education and less syphilitic, you know, killing of the brain cells, I guess. But he's equally as dangerous. I promise you. Do not, you know, I heard somebody say that he was, you know, sensible. No, he is not sensible. Ron DeSantis is a more capable, evil version of the former guy. Do not say, oh, well, he's more normal. No, he isn't. Okay. Yeah. And that's why I'm leaving. Got it? Good. All right, I need a stiff, dirty Debbie. Who's mixing them up today? Is it you? I'll take a triple, please.
Are you a multinational corporation hungry for a treat? Well, come on down to Schmucky Chucky's, where you'll personally be seated by Chuck Schumer himself.
So many dishes, and they're all fresh.
You're gonna love our Blue Dog special, the Dino Burger, because we say so.
A good hamburger and french fries.
And every burger comes with a side order of...
grits. I love grits. I love anything with corn. It's corn.
All for only $50,000. Wash it all down with a Dirty Debbie.
9/10 water, 1/10 orange juice. After a week or two, you drink this, it's 200 calories and it's acetic.
And wipe your mouth with a tissue print of Glass-Steagall. For dessert, try our DNC tarts.
Little cookies, tell the quality of that.
Most restaurants give you a mint, but at Schmucky Chucky's, you get complimentary
sweet and low.
Who picks up the tab for all this? Find out now with Howie Klein of DownWithTyranny.com on the Nicole Sandler Show.
Oh, my God. Hi, Howie Klein.
Hi, Nicole. How are you?
doing today?
You know, I don't know whether to laugh or cry. Starting with Donald Trump's big special announcement. Are you kidding me?
Well, that's a laugh.
Oh, my God. It's hysterical. I mean, it's hysterically funny if it weren't so sad, because there are people around this country who are going to pay $100 a piece. $99 a piece for, I guess, a JPEG for an emailed superhero Trump card sent to them. And if you buy 45 of them, you get to have dinner with the president. So I guess he's going to broker a dinner between you and Joe Biden.
4,500?
You buy 45 of these things at $99 a pop, and you are
guaranteed $4,500 almost.
Yes. And then you're guaranteed, quote, and this is a direct quote from the website, dinner with the president. So I didn't think that he and Joe Biden had any kind of relationship where he could guarantee a dinner with the president, but, you know, that's what he says.
With a bunch of crazy MAGAs. yeah, he considers himself the president.
I know.
He's delusional.
I know.
But the thing is that that doesn't seem like a lot of money to give to get a dinner with him for his fans. I mean, obviously, I wouldn't be interested in 45 cents having dinner with him. But $4,500, that's not bad.
Well,
is he going to fly the people to Mar-a-Lago?
Oh, of course not.
Get there on their own?
Of course not. Here. Guaranteed. It says guaranteed. Buy 45 digital trading cards, and in parentheses, NFTs, and you're guaranteed a ticket to attend the gala dinner with Trump in South Florida. Plus, you get 45 entries into the sweepstakes. Plus, you get 45 digital trading cards. Isn't that the same thing? Subject to the terms and conditions and official sweepstakes rules. Okay. Oh, strict maximum limit of 100 NFT and or sweepstakes entries per person. So they're not going to let you spend more than $1,000 on this crap.
And what makes it an NFT? I mean, that's a big scam to begin with, so it figures that Trump would be involved with it. But how is this an NFT?
I have no idea, because it's digital. I don't know. Here it is. See some of the amazing Trump digital trading cards. Each Trump digital trading card has a unique pre-assigned rarity. Some will be one of ones. I'm reading the copy exactly as it's written, just so you know. And then in parentheses, i.e. the only one in the world. While others will...
And is that also just $99?
$99. While others will be limited to 2, 5, 7, or 10 copies. And then it says no Trump digital trading card will have more than 20 copies in existence. Well, I thought it was 2, 5, 7, or 10.
And 20.
Yeah, I guess. It's just ridiculous.
And what's the sweepstake?
What the sweepstakes, I don't know. What is the sweepstake? To get to the dinner? But then you also get a... what is the
separate
Trump sweepstakes? Oh, okay. As a bonus for purchasers of the Trump digital trading card, each NFT includes one entry into a sweepstakes to win one of thousands of amazing prizes. Classified documents stolen from the White House. Oh, I made that one up. Some of these prizes include signed memorabilia, a golf game with the president at one of Donald Trump's golf courses. Really? Is Joe Biden playing golf these days? I'm amused. A gala dinner with, it says, President Trump. He's not the president! Access to meet and greet events with, again, President Trump and more. Impersonating an elected official a crime or something?
I think that they're probably sold out already.
Maybe.
No, I mean, his fans are, you know, they're wild about this kind of thing. I literally bet that by tomorrow we'll find out that the whole thing sold out immediately.
What is the refund policy? I'm looking at the questions. What's the refund policy? All sales of Trump digital trading cards are final. And what is the shipping policy? It's all delivered electronically. Once you complete your purchase, you'll receive the necessary link to download your item. You can print them out yourself. Be sure to get cardstock, because that's the only way they're actual cards. This whole thing is so ridiculous. And he pumped it up like this was this major announcement, like he was going to announce that Tulsi Gabbard is his running mate or something.
Kyrsten Sinema.
Or Kyrsten Sinema. Even better.
A wonderful bipartisan ticket. Hopefully he'll run as a third party with them when DeSantis runs for president.
Oh, God. Now, can we talk about DeSantis for a moment? Because this whole thing with him putting together a grand jury, impaneling a grand jury to find out the wrongdoing associated with the COVID-19 vaccines in Florida. Yeah, it all came from his office. That was the wrongdoing.
Right. So, first of all, I didn't know governors were allowed to impanel grand juries. I guess that's a new thing that I just learned today.
I didn't either. But I guess in fascist America, you know, you make up your own rules.
Or he could have just told the attorney general to do it, who would probably do it.
Right.
Whichever.
Probably.
I wonder, that's going to be interesting. I suppose, you know, where will they go to find the jurors? Certainly not Tallahassee.
No, they'll go to the Villages, I guess. Right?
Is there a rec room in the Villages where they could hold the grand jury meeting?
There's a big town square where they have like dances and stuff. They could do it right there in the middle of the compound. But here's what I said earlier, Howie. I said if Florida had an actual working Democratic Party, that they should embrace this and demand that they can call their own witnesses too, because I believe that DeSantis is guilty of malfeasance when it comes to the vaccine, the way he distributed it, the way he held it back from certain populations, the way he Surgeon General said, do not get your children vaccinated. And then his latest saying that the CDC, that anything they say isn't worth the paper it's written on, so instead we should trust his group of witch doctors and anti-vaxxers?
He did have a witch doctor, too.
Yes, he did. Well, Latipo, his surgeon general, is. He was in that group of the woman with the demon sperm.
That's what I was talking about, yeah.
I know.
So a friend of mine is thinking about running for Congress in Florida 27 against Salazar.
Really? Who is that?
And he's an attorney who's in the middle of suing DeSantis right now over the Disney thing.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So I'll talk to him about this and see if he can sue him on this too.
Yes, that would be great. Oh, you should have him call me. I'd love to talk to him because I'm fuming over this thing. You know, especially with Dr. Fauci, who I believe is as big of a hero as we have in this country alive today. And the way they're vilifying him, I find despicable. And this whole thing, the CDC, nothing is worth the paper it's written on. Well, excuse me. Did you go to medical school? I don't think so. I mean, what the hell? It's just astounding. This whole thing would be so funny. It would be the best Saturday Night Live that they've had in years if they just do what they did when they had Tina Fey read Sarah Palin's actual words. All they have to do is put somebody, I guess the guy who does Trump does the imitations, but put him in a Devo hair thing that'll give him Ron DeSantis and have him say, say something like this.
Our CDC at this point, anything they put out, you just assume at this point that it's not worth the paper that it's printed on.
No, you don't.
So it's not
Maybe
serving
he does.
A useful function.
I don't.
It's really serving to advance narratives rather than do evidence-based medicine. So
you know, this is really dangerous because the CDC, really dangerous. And yet, you know, the corporate media is touting him as, oh, he's the reasonable alternative to Trump. And I'm here to tell you, no, he isn't. He's a better educated version of Trump and just as dangerous, if not more.
Yeah, I think he is more dangerous.
Yeah. without a doubt. So
we have to really be careful in our intense dislike for Trump not to not to do anything that's going to advantage him, advantage DeSantis. I mean, that would really be a catastrophe, especially because I think even the lame Democrats can beat Trump.
Yeah.
But we can't beat DeSantis. I mean, I don't know.
Well,
most people don't even know who he is.
They don't. And they don't. They think that he's better, and they haven't heard him. He hasn't been vetted on the national stage yet. He needs to be. You know, I wish the country could see clips of that debate he had with Charlie Crist, because he just sucked it. He's just horrible. He's so awkward in front of a camera. He's not a good speaker. He's very nasally, so he talks like this. Everything about him is offensive. The shimmer has to come off at some point when they get to see who he is. And stunts like this lawsuit against the vaccines, it's got to backfire. It has to.
It does?
I think so.
I don't think you're considering who his base is.
I know. I do. It's scary. It's the reason I'm leaving here, you know? And you know, you look back to the I hate to call them reasonable Republicans, because we really haven't had reasonable Republicans in a long time. But the country got to once again witness the brilliance that was John Boehner. Yesterday. So Boehner, former Speaker of the House, you know, he's a crier. But the place that he cried yesterday was when they were unveiling Nancy Pelosi's official portrait, and he was talking about that his daughters wanted him to pass along how much they respect her. And that's when he choked up.
I know. Why? Was he on drugs?
No, but that's Boehner. Here, this is a little compilation of Boehner when he was Speaker. You know, I always thought it's because he's always drunk, and he's a weepy drunk. But I don't think he was drunk yesterday. But anyway, this is here.
Why do you think he wasn't drunk? I think he probably was.
Maybe he was.
It made no sense for him to start crying.
I know, but he never
Didn't
makes
they unveil a at some point, like a portrait of him too.
But he cried when that. Here, look, I'm going to play a video. I know you're not watching, but you'll hear. People who are watching the video stream will see. This is John Boehner when he was Speaker.
I spent my whole life chasing the American dream, providing for the safety and security of the American people.
Oh.
Making sure.
This covenant makes us servants of posterity. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, I put myself through school. You come here humbled by the opportunity to serve.
Yeah.
That's at the top of our list.
That these kids have a shot at the American dream.
We're sent here not to be something, but to do something. Working every rotten job there was.
Like I did. It's important.
Oh.
And after 3,000 of our fellow citizens died at the hands of these terrorists, when are we going to stand up and take them on? When are we going to defeat them?
Oh. Okay. I guess the clip, and they put the Daily Beast put that little compilation together, and they put the music behind it. But this man.
I was so impressed.
Oh, my God. He just cried at everything. And then the thing yesterday, I don't have that queued up, but my daughters told me to tell you how much they respect you. Oh, man. Yeah. And now we're looking at Kevin McCarthy. Kevin McCarthy, you've got a great piece, Howie, up at downwithtyranny.com about the people that are challenging McCarthy, who are not going to let him be Speaker, like, as you call him, unindicted child molester Matt Gaetz. And so they have enough.
The head of the five Mouseketeers.
And that five is all they need to keep McCarthy from becoming Speaker.
Exactly. And one of the five, this guy Ralph Norman, is I think he's a plant. And I think that he's the one that's going to give in.
Oh.
And you know, They're going to get whatever they can get out of McCarthy. So, you know, the main thing they're saying is that they want this vacate the chair rule, and he doesn't want it. He doesn't want to do it because it means they could get rid of him at any moment. And Ryan, and I think Boehner, I'm not sure if Boehner was part of it, but I know Ryan definitely told him it would be better not to even take the job as Speaker than to go along with this. But he'll go along with it in the end. He will give it to them. And as soon as he says he will, then I think Ralph Norman will pull out of the Five Musketeers.
And
that's my prediction.
Okay. Well, we'll find out January 3rd, because that's when they take the vote for Speaker, when the new 118th Congress convenes. And Matt Gaetz, how is he still, let alone, how is he still walking around?
It's your state.
Not for long. This state has gone, look, I used to joke that, it's not the heat, it's the humidity. It just melts the brain cells. But I'm not joking. It's true. It's the humidity. Really, just, I don't know what it does to people, but this place has gone insane. Just totally.
I have always, and it wasn't a joke, have always said that Florida should just give the panhandle its independence.
Yeah.
And that everything will be fine after that.
Do you have a new ringtone?
That's an old ringtone on my cell.
Oh. Because I usually hear the thing that sounds like blood, sweat, and tears, something going on, which you told me is not. But that's
not me. Dorothy, I'm on the radio. I have to call you back. There. How's that?
Cool. Good one.
That was like a member of the executive committee of the California Democratic Party.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. Well, I'm curious now. We should have gotten her on the air. So, you know, I was thinking, at Down With Tyranny, you have an amazing artist working with you, Nancy O'Hanner. What's her name?
Nancy Ohanian.
Ohanian.
She's fantastic.
She's fantastic. She does amazing. So I was thinking, with these Trump NFTs, in fact, I found somebody sent me one that I didn't see on his website, and you're not watching, so you can't see it, but it's up on the screen now. It is, you know how he's in his superhero costumes? Well, there's Donna Trump as Wonder Woman.
A lot of people have done some incredible, make-believe NFTs just today. I've seen them all over the place.
Yeah.
You know what I'm really liking, by the way? You should check it out also, although I know Laffy hates it, is Post.
Yeah, I've been on Post. You know what I don't like about it, and what Laffy doesn't like about it too, is it's just one column. It's like you can't make lists. It's just like a scroll-a-thon. I like Mastodon, Howie, and I think you were maybe on the wrong server.
I'm definitely on the wrong server. I hate Mastodon. I mean, but you're right. It's because I was on the wrong server.
Yes.
But I love
Post.
I love this. I find it elegant. And I don't need lists, and I don't need, multiple columns.
Right.
I mean, I find the Mastodon four columns across to be really, really confusing and distracting.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, I use TweetDeck.
The kind of things that I like to do, it really works on, it doesn't work on Mastodon at all, and it really works on Post. So, I'm finding a home there.
Cool.
And on Post, because they have, you can do art. I found great pictures of Trump, making fun of Trump's, superhero poses.
Well, I am on Post. It's post.news, and I do have an account there, but I don't, it's too much because I was doing Counter Social and trying a few different ones. Mastodon, for the first time yesterday, felt like the good parts of Twitter, like people that I'm used to following that are popping up, that are all there, and it was working. It felt familiar. Post just seems too stark for me. It's too clean. But, we got to find a way, something other than Twitter, because Twitter is a cesspool now. Not that it wasn't before, but it's really bad. It's really bad now.
Yeah, I've noticed that too. It's getting worse and worse.
Really,
I mean,
is.
You know, he's got the. Do you ever see all those ads that he's feeding us? No matter how many times we
block them,
we delete it. It comes back as another similar name.
Yep.
Like it always ends in a vowel, and then it goes store. Like Mimo store. or Demo Store,
right,
or Femo Store, and you can delete, you could, you know, what is that called? Not delete. You could say you don't want it anymore.
You block it.
And
you could block it.
It comes back with a slightly different name.
Right.
And you know, 10 times a day.
Oh, God. Yeah. No,
yeah, block. That's right. That's what I meant.
Right. Right. Yeah. And I block them all the time, but it doesn't matter. But
right,
I do. I use TweetDeck, which gives you a bunch of columns. So I have one column that is, you know, my followers. One column is a list of like my favorites. So one that's media. So I see what I want.
I see. I never saw it that way.
Yeah.
Because I didn't understand when Laffy was saying carrying on about the list. I didn't know what she was talking
about. That's what she's talking
because
about.
Because I just have my Twitter looks exactly like Post.
Ah, right. And that's the main Twitter interface. But she and I both use TweetDeck, which is great for people like with ADD who, you know, so if I pull up TweetDeck, for instance, let me find it here. So I have home, which is the regular feed. I have mentions. So I see if somebody mentions me, notifications, messages. Then I have media / pundits, likes and favorites. And then you can also.
Hey, I have all that as choices when I want to look at them, just by pressing on them on the side.
Huh.
But it only displays one column, in which I like.
Right.
But by the way, as you probably know, the people at Post are looking for suggestions, and you know we're in the
beta phase.
We're in that stage when they're just trying to build it out.
Okay. Well, I'll go on there and I'll check it out again. I haven't ruled anything out except you know. I haven't ruled anything out. I wish I could rule out Elon Musk. What a moron he is. Oh, my God.
I have lost so many followers. I can't believe it.
Oh,
I mean,
me too.
I'm on this list, for example, of progressive clerics. And, you know, the other day someone said, you know, I got off Twitter. And I feel wonderful having done it. And then a few other people came on, and suddenly, like, you know, I had a couple of hundred people who unsubscribed, and I lost all those people as followers.
Oh.
But I've literally lost several thousand since Musk bought the thing.
Oh, yeah.
And they started coming back a little bit, and then they started, and then I lost all of them again.
Yeah, I've lost about 2,000 followers since he took over, about 2,000, because people are leaving for good reason.
Yeah.
You know, I fully understand it. And that's why I'm, you know, the playing with Mastodon. And I'll check out Post as well. Howie, I got to tell you what I did yesterday.
I'm sorry. I spoke over you. What were you saying?
Oh, that I wanted to tell you what I did yesterday. You know, remember I told you about the Van Gogh exhibit we went to. There's another one. It's not an artist. It's called the Paradox Museum. I went yesterday, and it's a museum of all these interactive displays that are not what they appear to be. So, like, you can do one display where you're, like, walking on the ceiling. There was a lot of, like, mirror mazes and just optical illusions and really cool things. It's the Paradox Museum. And there's one, it just is now opening this week in Miami. We were there, I guess, for the soft open yesterday. And it's in a few cities around the world, and this is going to be a thing. It's very cool. I don't know where they are, if they've got one coming to L.A. or not, but that's something I would love to go back to and experience, you know, slightly buzzed, maybe more than slightly buzzed, because it's very trippy. It's really trippy. I'm going to have to put up some pictures. But cool thing to do. So thought I'd tell you about that. What were you about to say?
I don't remember.
All right. Well, believe it or not, we're like at the end of the half hour. We just bullshitted about Trump and DeSantis and NFTs and crazy people, and we made it to the end of the show.
I do believe it, because at exactly 3, I have to go and meet somebody to get some medicine and then buy leeks for dinner.
Buy leeks for dinner. What are you making with leeks?
Sort of like a leek medley. Like, Roland loves leeks, and he's been carrying on all week about leeks, and I keep promising him that I'm gonna do it, and tonight's the night.
Cool. Well, let me tell you, we decided we're going to splurge. Don't normally do this, can't afford it, but for our anniversary, because our anniversary is New Year's Eve, we are going to Jose Andres Bazaar in South Beach.
Fantastic. Oh, how great.
I know. I'm so excited. So David Allison and I are going, and it's for our anniversary.
Well, you and I went to the Bazaar here.
And Allison and Digby was there, too.
Right. Yep. Yes, I remember.
And I mentioned, so I just said it to Allison. She goes, did they have the bagel and lox thing? And I said, they do. It's on the menu. She's like, I want to go. I want to go. So we're going to do that. On the 30th. So we're not going on New Year's Eve, which is our actual anniversary. We're going the night before. But, yeah. So I figured you'd appreciate
reopening
that.
Reopening one, not in the same spot, but they're reopening a bazaar here in L.A. We're talking about things that people have, like, no idea what we're talking about, so we shouldn't.
Well, Chef Jose Andres, they know, and he's the guy behind the World Central Kitchen, and I would go just to support him. But he had this restaurant that you took me to in L.A. called Bazaar. There's one in South Beach. The one in South Beach is closing within the next year. So it's like either we go now or we just don't ever go. And it's one of those, you know, special occasion experiences. And so we're going to do it.
Right. Well, when you come to L.A., there's a restaurant, there's a special experience restaurant as well, which I went to last night again, called Meteora. And I think I'm like their number one visitor, just like I was at Bazaar.
At Bazaar.
Well, I don't wait for special occasions. Anything can be a special occasion.
Yeah, well, you know, when you're on a budget, it's really a special occasion. But hey, this is one of those.
We were celebrating because a very big Australian TV show just bought the rights to use one of the old 415 songs.
Oh, really?
So that more than paid for the meal.
Oh, nice. Well, that's nice. Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, that works. All right. Well, Howie, I will let you go then because you got to go do this, and we'll talk next week.
Next week. Thank you.
Next week. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Howie Klein, everyone. Find him at downwithtyranny.com. There, you know, the thing, I love Howie's stories. And, you know, Howie was, when we met 25, 30 years ago, he was president of Reprise Records in Los Angeles. And so he's got stories from that part of his life. And he is writing a book, but he's also including, you know, some vignette stories from what he's writing for the book on Down with Tyranny and also on Facebook. And there are these little gems that come out of nowhere, which is great stories with, you know, rock icons from the past. So it's just another level. It's another element. It's another piece of the full puzzle that is Howie Klein. All right. With that, we're done. Tomorrow, I'm really excited for tomorrow's guest. There is a new book out that I haven't been able to spend much time reading, but I know what I'm doing tonight and tomorrow. It's called The Activist Media Handbook, Lessons from 50 Years as a Progressive Agitator by a guy named David Fenton. And it's a gorgeous book. I mean, the pictures in here are magnificent. And the stories, talking about stories. So this is a guy who was in on it, you know, on some of the biggest movements, progressive movements from the 60s on. And then he had a career in public relations, helping to promote progressive causes. So I'm excited to hear this. In fact, I found out about the book because David, my husband, saw an interview with him somewhere. I don't even know where it was. And he said, you got to interview this guy. Oh my God, he was great. The book sounds great. And so I tracked him down and got the book, and he's going to join us tomorrow. And it'll be live, so we're not pre-taping it. So we've got an appointment right here, 5 Eastern, 2 Pacific, tomorrow afternoon, and it's a Friday, and then the weekend is here. So, you know, we got that going for us, too. And by the way, next week is a biggie, just so you know. Next week is the 19th, Monday, the final hearing from the January 6th committee. So I won't have a guest that day. We'll just go over what they did in the thing. On Tuesday, I'm not sure if it's going to air that day or later in the week, but I get to have a return visit with the Marsh family. I played you their new song last week. Last time we chatted was last year in December, right around the holidays. So we're going to have another get together because I've kind of adopted them. What else? That's it. And Friday is the 23rd of December. You know what that day is, right? Come on. Come on. It's a Festivus for the rest of us. Yeah, it's Festivus. It's the holiday of Festivus where you air your grievances. And I don't know about you, but I've been amassing the grievances, and there are plenty. But on Friday, next Friday, a week from tomorrow, we celebrate Festivus here, and I will open the phone so you can also share in with the airing of the grievances. So start assembling your lists now, okay? Then the following week, I'm actually going to take a week off. I will assemble best of shows, past programs, and do a couple of things. One, spend some time with my child. Two, do some packing and purging because, you know, moving in April. And downtime because I need it. And then we come back refreshed on January 3rd and forward we go. All right. With that, we're done. I will leave you with the news. You heard some of it already, but that's all right because it's always worth repeating. Not really, but, you know, let's go with it. All right. I'll see you tomorrow. Thanks, everybody. Bye.
I read the news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The House on Wednesday passed a stopgap spending bill to keep the government funded for another week, buying enough time for negotiators to hammer out a $1.7 trillion year-end spending package. This funding patch was approved in the House by all Democrats and nine Republicans, a 224 to 201 vote. It will prevent a partial shutdown on Friday night, extending the deadline to December 23rd. Between now and then, this bill goes to the Senate to be approved before it can go to Joe Biden to be signed. Now, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said that the Senate would quickly pass the measure as soon as today, provided there's no, quote, unwelcome brouhaha in the chamber where a single senator can hold up the fix to demand amendments. But then they still have to work on the bigger deal that needs to be done by December 23rd. Got it? Okay. Meanwhile, the Federal Reserve on Wednesday raised its benchmark short-term interest rate again. This time, though, by only half a percentage point. This after four straight hikes of 0.75 point rate hikes. But they're continuing to aggressively increase the cost of borrowing, ostensibly to cool the economy and bring down the highest inflation rate in decades. Now, I've been critical of this, but again, I'm not an economist, but I'm not the only one saying enough already. Senator Elizabeth Warren yesterday telling the Huffington Post that Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is, quote, pushing hard to get more people fired because he thinks that's one way to help bring down inflation. Interesting. A former Secretary of Labor, Robert Reich, wrote in The Guardian, quote, the Fed should stop believing it can easily stop profit price inflation by hiking interest rates. It should pause interest rate hikes long enough to see and allow the nation to see they're harming workers and consumers more than corporations that continue to rake in record profits. Hello? Professor Reich continued, the government should use other means to tame inflation, like windfall profit taxes, like tough antitrust enforcement aimed at reducing the pricing power of big corporations, like a new antitrust law that allows enforcers to bust up big corporations and prevent them from buying other businesses when they're powerful enough to continue raising their prices higher than their costs are rising. Reich continued, he said, it's important that Americans know the truth. Seven Fed rate hikes in just 9 months have not dented corporate power to raise prices and profit margins. And here we go again. Again, the White House is warning of a possible COVID-19 winter surge and urging Americans to gather and socialize safely during this holiday season. White House COVID-19 response coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha said that this is not just one disease in isolation, referring to the concurrent waves of COVID-19, RSV, and the flu. In addition to encouraging people to get vaccinated and boosted, the administration said it is restarting the free at-home COVID-19 test program, giving each American household up to 4 free tests this winter. You can sign up for it right now. Go to covidtests.gov. The administration is also offering federal resources to local health departments, putting an extra focus on high-risk individuals in nursing homes and long-term care facilities. And it's not just a single bout of COVID you should be concerned about, but long COVID is out there and it's deadly. According to a CDC study released just yesterday, more than 3,500 Americans died of long COVID-related illness in the first 2.5 years of the pandemic. What's long COVID? Well, millions of people with long COVID still have symptoms 3 or more months after first getting infected. This new study highlights how serious that can be, particularly for older people. But incredibly, the Florida man who appears to be challenging the other Florida man to be the Republican nominee in the 2024 presidential race is doubling down on his wingnuttery. Yeah, Ron DeSantis, who's now trouncing the former guy in at least 3 major polls, announcing that he so distrusts the aforementioned Centers for Disease Control that he's assembling his own Florida-based alternative to the CDC? What?
Our CDC at this point, anything they put out, you just assume at this point that it's not worth the paper that it's printed on. And so it's not serving a useful function. It's really serving to advance narratives rather than do evidence-based medicine. So in Florida, we're creating what we're calling the Public Health Integrity Committee. It's a committee of expert researchers that will be able to assess recommendations and guidance related to public health and healthcare, but particularly being able to offer critical assessments of things that bureaucracies like the FDA, CDC, and NIH are doing.
But wait, there's more. DeSantis also announced that he's impaneling a special grand jury to go after COVID vaccinations' so-called wrongdoing? Seriously?
Today, I'm announcing a petition with the Supreme Court of Florida to impanel a statewide grand jury to investigate any and all wrongdoing in Florida with respect to COVID-19 vaccines. And that will come with legal processes that will be able to get more information and to bring legal accountability for those who committed misconduct.
Well, Dr. Anthony Fauci, who's stepping down from his decades-long role as the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, and as chief medical advisor to the president and the many other public service positions he's held, was asked about this nonsense Wednesday on CNN.
I don't have a clue what he's asking for. I mean, we have a vaccine that unequivocally is highly effective and safe and has saved literally millions of lives. The Commonwealth Fund has come out with a report just this past week that vaccinations that have been administered over this period of time, this last year and a half to 2 years, has saved 3.2 million lives, 8 hospitalizations, and approximately $1 trillion in costs. So what's the problem with vaccines? I mean, vaccines are life-saving. So quite frankly, I'm not sure what they're trying to do down there.
By the way, Ron DeSantis wasn't always so anti-vax. When it was first available, he was all gung-ho on vaccinating the state.
If you are fully vaccinated, the chance of you getting seriously ill or dying from COVID is effectively zero. If you look at the people that are being admitted to hospitals, over 95% of them are either not fully vaccinated or not vaccinated at all. And so these vaccines are saving lives. They are reducing mortality.
America, don't get complacent and don't turn Ron DeSantis into the next Donald Trump. I don't think this country would survive. And that's just a bit of what's news. For now, I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener supported and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com and please click on that donate button.